Thank you all for being here. We thought it'd be a good idea with the legislative session closed, the time for signing bill extends to the 21st of this month. But we wanted to talk to you about some things that were very good for A&M, for the A&M system. And let me introduce Tommy Williams, who is the head of government relations, Mike Young, the president of A&M, Kathy Banks, the dean of engineering, Mark Hussey, dean of and vice chancellor of engineering, Mark Hussey, the super dean of agriculture, Billy Hamilton down on the end, who will probably never say anything, and Michael Quinn, who will say a lot. And Mike and with Tommy both work in government relations, and I can't overemphasize what a great job the government relations team did for A&M and for the A&M system. If you look at money as a whole, we got about a fifth of the students, we got about a third of the money. That pretty much tells the story. You may find a legislative session sometime in the background that was better than this, but we haven't been able to do that yet. It was an incredible session. One of the reasons for that is the governor. Governor Abbott has decided that economic development, much of it rests within the walls of the universities. And so by taking the ETF money and putting it into the state version of the Chancellor's Research Initiative, winds up telling the world, we don't just want businesses to come to Texas, we want the smartest minds and professors to come to Texas. It's open for business, and with those minds will come the businesses. In case you know, one of the things that I always tell people is, I don't see a whole lot of California. As bad as California is, I don't see a lot of the businesses moving out of California. And the reason is they will not move away from those research universities. And that's what we want to create here. We want to create the best, and that's why we got this president to do that. Let me just talk a little bit about the session. Also, I would say the Speaker of the House appointed John Otto as chairman of the Appropriations Committee, an Aggie. That was more than fair to all of higher education, and really worked well with us and closely with us. Trent Ashby, who was also head of Article 3, is also an Aggie, former Yale leader, did great work. Our local delegation did the same, and we really had a lot of support. Governor Patrick kept his word on every single thing he told us he would do. Every single thing he told us he would do, including buildings, including some of the things that we're going to talk about here. Those three folks put an emphasis on higher education that had been lacking in a very long time, and it worked out great. And it worked out great, especially for Texas A&M and the Texas A&M University system. Some of the things, if you look at, of course, the rate of enrollment growth in the A&M system was more than double the rate of growth of the rest of the schools. And so when you add money to the formula, as they were able to do in this session, all of a sudden you're able to create a lot of new revenues and a lot of buildings. The only two things we missed in the session, one was probably the drone program in Corpus Christi, and the other one was the system budget got cut $1.3 million. But that really had nothing to do with us. They were mad at the University of Texas, and they cut them $1.3 million, and we were the drive-by shooting partners of the deal, and we got cut too. But we didn't even try to defend it because we had other priorities that were more important with the university and other things.